This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks and suicide blasts in the southern Syrian city of Suweida that killed at least 50 people and wounded more than 70. Reuters' Emily Wither reports it's the worst attack on government territory in recent months.
Government forces hold all of the province, except for a jihadist enclave to the northeast of the city. Syria's army still trying to stamp out militant hideouts.
In a statement posted on the Islamic State group's social media channels, it says that soldiers carried out the surprise attacks on the government and security centers in Suweida Wednesday. The United States Treasury Department imposed sanctions Wednesday against five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program and said the targeted groups and people were key to a network that procured electronics for the Syrian agency and it that develops the weapons. The statement said, quote, "Today we are continuing our campaign to stop the Assad regime's ruthless attacks by targeting the procurement networks that have supported its chemical weapons program," end quote. A blast claimed by the Islamic State group in the Pakistani city of Quetta killed at least 31 people and wounded 40 near a polling station. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon reports, along with the suicide bombing, there have also been security issues.
There's been sporadic violence, some clashes between rival supporters, but I don't think that the level of violence will be such that it will affect the legitimacy of the outcome.
A senior police official told VOA a suicide bomber on a motorcycle attacked the polling station. The victims included voters, police personnel, and political party activists. Quetta is the capital of Balochistan province, where 149 people were killed at an election rally earlier this month. This is VOA News. European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump as officials warn that they are ready to put tariffs on $20 billion of American goods if Trump puts duties on car imports. President Trump welcomed the opportunity to discuss the topic.
We want to have a fair trade deal, and we're looking to have a fair trade deal, and hopefully we can work something out.
In Juncker's opening remarks, he described the close relationship with the United States.
We are close partners, allies, not enemies. We have to work together. We are representing half of the world trade.
Analysts say auto tariffs would hurt the industry on both sides of the Atlantic and ratchet up trade tensions significantly. Chinese President Xi Jinping said there would be no winner in a global trade war, urging fellow developing powers at the South African BRICS summit to reject unilateralism in the wake of tariff threats by U.S. President Donald Trump. The Chinese leader told the summit that, quote, "we are facing a choice between cooperation and confrontation," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to discuss U.S.-Russia relations, including President Donald Trump's meeting last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin when he testifies before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. VOA's Phil Bolexio has more.
Top U.S. intelligence officials say Russia is again attempting to interfere in the U.S. electoral process in the November voting, although Trump administration officials have vowed to try to stop it. Trump said Tuesday that Russia will be pushing very hard for the Democrats in November's congressional elections against his favorite Republican candidates. The U.S. leader saying on Twitter that he was very concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an effect on the upcoming election. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Scientists say they detected water beneath the surface of Mars, raising the possibility of life on the red planet. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A huge lake of salty water appears to be buried deep in Mars. The discovery, based on observations by a European spacecraft, generated excitement from experts. Water is essential to life as we know it, and scientists have long sought to prove that liquid is present on the red planet. The estimated 12-mile-wide reservoir lies below ice about a mile thick in an area close to the planet's south pole. The findings are published in the journal Science. NASA's InSight Mars lander is expected to start digging under the surface of the planet in November. Julie Walker, New York.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.